And now, straight from the beautifully modern studios of radio station WROV in Roanoke, Virginia, it's another air check from Patrick W. Garrett. I said Patrick W. Never mind.
And we have clear skies and 25. It's 1 o'clock, and that's the way it is.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
The Beatles at WROV. It's 104 and I'm Pat Garrett, and Rick and Bruce, our news guys, will pay you $5 if you come up with the best news tip of the week. So if you see some news going on anywhere, give us a buzz at 345-NEWS. Love a rainy night. Yeah. Yes, I do. Eddie Rabbit at 1240 WROV. I'm Pat Garrett. You know what they say, man don't make passes at girls who wear glasses. Well, that's a bunch of bull. And I've seen a lot of good-looking girls that wear glasses. Of course, when they have their glasses on, they don't think, I'm so hot. But if you, by any chance, wear glasses, and you have an old pair that you don't use anymore, instead of chucking them in the top drawer of the dresser in your bedroom, new eyes for the needy can pass them on to folks who need glasses and, you know, may have the same prescription that you do but can't afford to get any. And, you know, if you have a pair of old glasses and you'd like to hear more, I'm at 982-1240. 112 at WROV, they require me to announce that guests on today's show don't receive a darn thing, which explains why there aren't any guests on today's show. And now, once again, it's time for WROV's weekly soap opera, As the World Burns. And as today's episode opens, we find that Clyde, who is in the hospital, learns that he has only 35 seconds to live and cancels his vacation to the Canary Islands. Also in today's episode, Wendell, to avoid mafia hitmen, disguises himself as an Avon lady. Valerie, meanwhile, accepts a collect obscene phone call. She tells the caller to phone on weekends or after six when the rates are lower. And Shirley becomes nervous when her 12-year-old daughter Libby is voted Miss Congeniality by the Truckers Union. And that does it for this day's episode of our daily soap opera on WROV As the World Burns. Brought to you this morning by the new Dolly Parton 18-hour guitar strap for all you full-figured pickers. This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you, WROV. 1240 WROV and Boz Gags in the Lido Shuffle. I'm Pat Garrett, and as you know, we get the Sunday edition of the Times and World News today with the Sunday funnies in there. You know, and they're in color today, and we get a special early edition of the paper here at the station, and I thought I'd review the Sunday funnies for you. Here's what you can expect to see today in the Sunday funnies. Someone pulls a joke on Garfield by putting a whoopee cushion in his litter box. In Dennis the Menace today, Dennis says it looks like his wading pool is turning into lemonade. And also today in the Sunday funnies, the debut of modern comics, Blondie and Lois, High and Dagwood. WROV and Kenny Loggins. Keep the revival fires a-burning, my brethren. Set fire to the church of your choice today. Say hallelujah. Yeah. 17-2 WROV and Pat with your weather. Fair this morning and today with a low this morning at 21. And rain likely late today and tonight, turning to flow snurries Monday morning. High today at 50. Clear skies at 25 right now. WROV. 10-2 WROV and Pat Garrett. Some good music coming up just for you. Yes, sir. I got the Firefall and some Boz Skaggs of Don McLean and Roddy Maple Syrup. A couple of minutes for you. Kirby Albert and WROV and Rise. As in from the dead, oh Lazarus. 1240 WROV and Pat with REO Speedwagon. I'm gonna keep on loving you, baby, until your husband gets home. And now, ladies and gentlemen of the public service, WROV and the Pat Garrett Show present How to Answer Stupid Questions. You've all been asked really stupid questions. Well, here are a couple of situations. If these occur to you, here are some answers. You can remember these and use them if you ever have to. Have you ever had your radio up to your ear listening to this show? Of course. When one of your stupid friends walks over and says, "Are you listening to that radio?" Well, if that ever happens, say, "No, I stole this thing and I'm trying to hide it in my ear." Kids, have you ever been in the bathtub and had your mother pound on the outside of the door and say, "Are you taking a bath in there?" If you ever have that happen to you, reply, "No, I'm going to leave it right here where I found it." Finally, next time you're in the movies and you hear somebody walk up beside you and point to the empty seat at the end of the row next to where you're sitting and say, "Is this seat taken?" You simply reply, "Nope. As far as I can tell, it's still there." Answers to stupid questions, the public service of the Pat Garrett Show at 1240 WROV. Clear skies at 25 at PD Bottom with some Nilsson on WROV. Nilsson at WROV. Have you ever noticed at the beginning of the song, he starts out and he's real restrained. He goes, "I can't live if living is..." And then towards the end of the song, he starts having convulsions. He goes, "I can't live!" Just pointed that out in case you never noticed it before. It's 3:10, and I'm Pat at RV. Bluer than blue. He must have just had to pay his income taxes. Yeah, everybody's been blue because they have to pay the taxes. But as a public service, WROV and the Pat Garrett radio program present tax tips. Here's some tips you could use when you're filling out your taxes. Remember, you can take deductions if you're the parents of Siamese twins, they count as dependents if they live in separate cities. You may also deduct $500 for every daughter you have who plays for the Harlem Globetrotters. The government also lets you deduct up to $100 for ointment for anything you may have picked up at the bus depot. They remind you that you're in the middle income bracket. If you make too much to qualify for food stamps, but not enough to buy postage stamps. And one final tax tip, you get three choices this year from the IRS. You could either use the long form, or the 1040A, the short form, or you can not fill out a form at all and take the 10-year stretch. Some tax tips from WROV brought to you by my personal tax accountant, H&R Bonkers. Don't worry about your taxes this year. Go to H&R Bonkers. They promise every customer a tax shelter. When the IRS comes after you, they'll hide you out in their basement. 1240 WROV at Pat Garrett. This just in from the AP. The Tooth Fairy has just announced bankruptcy. Earlier this evening, the Osmond family got into a punch-out. Film at 11, WROV, and Pat Garrett at 982-1240 bringing you Thunder Thumbs and Lightning Licks. George and Lewis, the brothers Johnson. Time once again, I'm embarrassed to do this after my pick last week. It's time once again for the post-Super Bowl edition of Garrett's Gridiron Guesses Pat's Playoff Picks. Well, I blew it again. Yep, the NFC gets me every Super Bowl because I picked the Eagles and the Oakland Raiders clobbered them last week. But giving credit where it's due, I like the Oakland Raiders. And so in honor of this year's Super Bowl champs, the Oakland Raiders, I think they deserve an official yee-yah. So for the Oakland Raiders, yeah! But I'm going to try to go out with one last final correct pick this year. And we got the Pro Bowl game coming up today. And since the NFC screwed me over in the Super Bowl last week, they can't do it again 2 weeks in a row. So I think on the basis of the fact that they have prettier uniforms, I think I'm going to pick the NFC in the Pro Bowl today. Tomorrow night, we will have the absolute last, I promise you, the absolute last edition of Garrett's Gridiron Guesses this season. Garrett's Gridiron Guesses is presented by WROV.